the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Lord, don't you know?
I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me, and since it is quarter after five on Friday, that means it's time for the Harris Challenge. And we're going to line some contestants up right now. You want to be one of them? If you haven't played in the last 30 days, you can call now, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on your cell phones, *KTRS. I'll also ask you to check out my new syndicated show. How long do I get to say it's new? It's been 6 months now.
I think it's a year.
Yeah. It's like Newlywed.
Right.
Okay, so you can check out my new syndicated show. It's called America Weekend. KTRS airs it Saturday night and Sunday night at midnight. You hear me for 3 hours, and then there's another host who comes on after me for the next couple of hours. And it's full of all sorts of interviews and things. And if you miss any of those episodes, you can always go to AmericaWeekend.com and find some of the podcasts of previous shows there. Let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant for today. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in the world of broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Paul, I'm a retired mailman, and I drive part-time now for Enterprise Leasing. So, folks, keep those cards and letters coming. If you need to rent a car, Enterprise will pick you up.
Pat, I heard this week that the post office is like seconds away from being so broke that they may never be able to fix it. Is that true?
Well, Paul, to be honest with you, that's why I retired. I'm out of that now. As long as my pension checks come, so be it.
Well, here's the thing that would really be a bad thing for you to say. I don't even get the check in the mail anymore. I have a direct deposit.
Well, I do that.
And that's why you're killing the post office, Pat.
Well, I do. When I mail my bills and I pay my bills, I still send them through the mail.
You don't do them online?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody else is doing it online, and that's why the post office is shutting down. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If the post office only delivered every other day, 3 days a week, I don't think anybody would notice, except the junk mail people.
And the employees, they would notice.
Oh, of course they would notice. Yeah, sure. All right, Pat, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long, and when I push that button right there, they will come spilling out. And you tell me which of the categories you would like. Of course, we have our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then we also have the Emmy nominees. And we have really rich celebrity couples. Forbes magazine this week came out with its list of the richest celebrity couples in America. And that's what that category is. Which one would you like?
Oh, gosh. Let's do the Emmy category.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question, come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up your points, and we'll determine whether you get a prize. To do that, you have to have 8 points or more. And if you achieve that, you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul? Nice.
Hey, thank you. We're going to give you your choice of Subliminal Subs, a $20 gift certificate, or Disney on Ice tickets for opening night Thursday, September 26th at Chaffetz Arena.
Okay.
It's going to feature Lion King, all the Disney stuff. It's going to be really cool.
But that's not all, because everybody who plays the Harris Challenge today is going to get
a pair of tickets to see The Sound of Music on the grand screen on Retro Night at the B&B Wildwood 10 Thursday night at 7.
You know, we were talking last hour about I've never seen The Wizard of Oz on a big screen. I'm 100% sure I've never seen The Sound of Music on a big screen. I bet that'd be great.
I haven't seen
I
haven't seen any. Yeah. So everyone that plays now, I would say if you get the tickets, or if you choose the tickets for the Disney on Ice, that's the same night as the movie.
You can give them to somebody else. Make a lovely gift.
Yes.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Great idea.
And here's the good news about the prize packages. If you get 15 points, which is all the points you can get, we call it the clean sweep, then you win the whole thing. And that is a prize package valued by the Internal Revenue Service at well over
$1 million.
So that's what you're playing for, Pat. Of course, the other side of that coin is the tails side, and that's where you end up getting punished because you didn't get past 7. You understand that, don't you?
I do, yes. Let's rock and roll.
All right. The Emmy nominees is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not up for the best drama series when the Emmys are handed out on Sunday night? Game of Thrones, Dexter, House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Dexter. For 1 point each, name the two stars of the Liberace biopic Behind the Candelabra, both nominated for an Emmy.
That would be Matt Damon and Michael Douglas.
Correct. Which of these is not up for best comedy series? Parks and Recreation, Veep, or Girls?
Girls.
Parks and Recreation. Which of these is not nominated for Best Variety Series? Late Show with David Letterman, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, or The Colbert Report?
David Letterman.
Correct. Which show is nominated for the most Emmys this year? Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock, Breaking Bad?
I'll take a guess and say Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is nominated for 8. Saturday Night Live is nominated for 8. 30 Rock, nominated for 9.
Oh, rats.
Yeah. By the way, Modern Family also nominated for 8. So let's recap here. You got 1 each for Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, and you got 4 points for David Letterman. But unfortunately, Pat, that's only 6 points.
Hurt me, Paul.
Well, since we're in kind of a TV theme, we're going to go back. I'm sure this was one of your favorite shows, just like it was mine, Pat. Lizzie McGuire on the Disney Channel. Oh, sure, I have a whole thing. I don't even have to download the whole collection. I've got them all on Laserdisc. So here, the star, in fact, Lizzie McGuire herself, it's Miss Hilary Duff. You earned it, Pat.
We could get around.
Oh, I know.
Things they do look awful cold.
Now listen to this lyric change coming up here.
Hope I don't die before I get old.
No. Right there. When I heard that, that's when I said that's Punisher music. Anytime they change the lyrics to be cute, screw them. Get her off. Sorry you had to hear that, Pat.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, all I want to say is hi to my husband, Kevin, and my wonderful grandchildren, Dylan, Zach, Colin, Lila, and Noah.
Okay, I like those names.
Yeah, they're wonderful names. They're wonderful kids.
Here are the categories you can choose from, Beth. Have you been paying attention? Really rich celebrity couples, or we have a new third category made up of questions that don't go together.
All right, I'm ambitious. How about questions that don't go together?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What device was Barney Clark, the first human, to have implanted?
The heart.
The artificial heart is right. In the classical piece, Peter and the Wolf, what section of the orchestra plays Peter's music?
The flute?
The strings. In reference to radio, what does the M in both AM and FM stand for?
Modulation.
Correct. What was an Archimedes screw invented to move?
Archimedes screw?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You want to pass?
Yeah.
What was the name of the judge in the O.J. Simpson criminal murder trial?
Oh, I don't remember that either.
Well, we're down to those two questions now.
Okay.
Archimedes screw or OJ's judge?
Take Archimedes screw, gold.
No, moved water.
Okay, and OJ's judge, I don't remember at all.
You may remember that Jay Leno made fun of him with the dancing Itos. His name was Lance Ito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now. I knew all the other ones.
Yeah, well, you...
It's always like that.
You knew the artificial heart and you knew the modulation, but only 4 points for those two,
okay.
Beth. I'm sorry, I have to punish you as well.
Alrighty.
Here again, Miss Duff.
Why don't you all fit? Don't try to dig where we all sit. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. About my generation.
You know, this fits into the category of songs that did not need to be remade ever. They got it right the first time. All right, I'm sorry you had to hear that, Beth. Have a great weekend with the grandkids.
Thank you, Thank you. Bye now.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing. And let's bring in our third contestant now. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm an inactive Marine, so just a quick shout-out to all our service members, policemen, and firemen.
All right. Let's see the categories here. We have you been paying attention? Or really rich celebrity couples? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Oh, man. I don't pay attention, so we'll have to go with celebrity couples.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jay-Z and his wife made $95 million last year, but she made most of it. What's her name?
Beyonce.
Correct. Gisele Bündchen is the top-earning model in the world, makes more than her famous husband. What's his name?
Tom Brady.
Correct. Katy Perry made $39 million, a lot more than the guy she divorced last year. What was his name?
The dumbest man in the world, Russell Brand.
I'm along with you on that. Which two former stars of That 70s Show, now dating, combined for an income of $35 million last year?
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Wow, very good. Who are the husband, famous for his music, and the wife, famous for being famous, who earned a combined $30 million last year?
Oh, my gosh. That could be almost anybody. I don't know.
Take a guess. Name a woman famous for being famous. That'll help you.
Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed.
But a big posterior. Does that do anything for you?
Oh, J-Lo and Mark Anthony.
The other big posterior.
No. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Well, that's a little bigger than J-Lo's. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You didn't need it, Mike. You got with the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we bring in our next contestant. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say hi to my wife, Julie, and my boy, Jack, just turned 12 on Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jack. We have two topical categories here. Have you been paying attention? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I will go, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Okay. Something spooking people away from that first one all day long. Let's see how you do with this, Elliot. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What went on sale today in two new models, including one with a fingerprint scanner?
Is it the iPad?
No, it's the iPhone. Over 11,000 Coloradans were evacuated when the North Platte River flooded earlier this week. In what downstream state are the waters now cresting?
Missouri?
Nebraska. Which former House Majority Leader's conviction for money laundering was overturned by an appeals court this week?
I'll pass.
Which video game do analysts predict will sell over $1 billion worth of its fifth edition released this week?
iPhone.
Video game. You want to pass on that?
Oh, yes.
When a woman of Indian heritage won the Miss America pageant Sunday night, what state was she representing?
I'll pass and I'll go back to Grand Theft Auto.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and I'm not sure.
The former House Majority Leader who had his conviction overturned was Tom DeLay, and the woman of Indian heritage represented New York. Well, let's see how you did there.
Are you paying attention?
All you got was Grand Theft Auto for 4 points, Elliot, and I'm sorry, that means you have to be punished as well.
Why don't you all fit? Don't try to dig what we all do.
I agree. You know what's also annoying to me about it? I just realized this. The original version of that has Keith Moon on the drums, and he goes crazy on the drums through the whole song. Right, Dan?
Yes, he does.
And this is a drum machine.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, that's
terrible,
bad.
Terrible.
Thanks,
Elliot,
guys. I thought I'd have been a lot better.
Well, frankly, Elliot, we all did.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks for playing. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Juan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am a big blues fan, and I have a feeling the St. Louis Blues are really going to do it this year. I'm very excited about it.
If by it you mean play hockey, I'm with you.
They play the hockey, damn right they do.
All right, Juan. Usually when people hang on this late, and they know what the category that's left on the board is, it means that they're confident in their ability for that. Let's see if that applies to you with the category, have you been paying attention? We have 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the cruise ship that was finally uprighted this week after a year and a half on its side? In a proposed new law in D.C., what would you have to wait 24 hours before getting? A tattoo, a butt implant, or a home tanning bed?
Tattoo.
Correct. Which state's legislature has approved raising the minimum wage to $10 an hour to make it the highest in the nation?
California.
Correct. What was Vince Sicari's part-time job before the New Jersey Supreme Court made him step down if he wants to continue his other career as a comedian?
He was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, what was
he? Was a judge.
He was a judge, right. Which big video game company was run for 50 years by Japanese businessman Hiroshi Yamauchi, who died this week at age 85?
Nintendo?
Correct. Which cruise ship was finally uprighted this week?
Oh, God, I saw that thing all
over. Oh, we were so close to the clean sweep. We haven't had one in a couple of weeks. It's
what's the name of it?
Costa Concordia.
The Costa Concordia.
Yeah, a lot of people call it the Bob Costa.
The Bob.
The Bob Costa.
The Bob.
Sorry about that.
Dan.
I'm sorry I
did Frank text you that one?
Hope I die before I don't get old. Juan, you got 14 points. You're a higher score of the day, and you win the prize package. Worth
all I can say is good day.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You can play along next week when you join me here on the Big 550 KTRS and, of course, worldwide via KTRS.com.